And Sandy was talking about tables and chairs and sofas and so forth. If you wanted to buy them, what kind of store would you go to?
I don't know. I never did go to town once then. I guess I'd go to grocery store. They'd have them in grocery stores then, what uh-huh. My daddy said.
Or nowadays, what kind of store?
Furniture store. Huh? Furniture store.
Mm-hmm. And Sandy had a lot of old, worthless things like broken furniture that weren't any good anymore. What might you call that?
Junk.
Okay. And a room that's used to store odds and ends in. You call
junk room.
Huh?
Junk room.
Did y'all have one of those?
Yeah.
And talking about housework, you'd say, a woman would say if her house was in a big mess, she'd say she had to
pile of junk.
And she had to do what?
Rake it out or clean it up.
Okay. And the thing that she'd sweep with would be a
broom.
And say if the broom was in the corner and the door was open so that the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
behind the door.
And years ago on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together and then do the
washing.
What about on Tuesday? After the clothes were all dry and everything, they do the
ironing.
Is there anything they call washing and ironing together nowadays?
Yeah, I guess it's a lot of the thing now, they wash them, hang them up, and wow. They aren't them.
Uh-huh.
They aren't them as they wash them or something, or they wash and wear.
Or nowadays they could say, I'm going to do the
washing and ironing at the same time, I guess. Uh-huh.
Did you ever hear the word laundry used?
Yeah.
How would they use that?
Going to the laundry mat or?
Mm-hmm. And if the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to
shut the door.
And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you'd take a nail and a
hammer.
And you say, I took the hammer and I whet the nail in.
Hit the nail?
Or I whet the nail into the wall.
Hit the nail into the wall.
Okay. Or I got in my car and I whet to town.
Drove off.
And you say, he has never what a car.
Drove a car.
And he doesn't know how to
drive a car.
And you say, some houses, you have boards that lap over each other like this. You call that?
Lap over.
Yeah, you know, on the outside, the boards on.
Hang over.
Uh-huh.
The eave.
Well, did you ever hear weatherboarding or siding or clapboard?
Never heard of.
And before they had bathrooms indoors, what did they call the toilets they had outside?
Outdoor house.
Mm-hmm. Any other name?
Well, me and my brother always called it shit house.
Okay. Anything else? Kind of joking name? And a building that could be used for storing wood, you'd call that a
to store wood.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, we never could afford one to store wood in.
What about for storing tools? You keep them in the
keep a plow tool in the barn. Mm-hmm. Or in a cotton house.
Did you ever hear of a tool house or tool shed?
Tool, yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, I've heard of.
Which ones have you, what have you heard it called?
Tool shed.